KC and 4ZLK Mobile. Good morning, Jerry.
Morning. Nice day, Dave. A little chilly, Dave.
A little chilly this morning, but it's supposed to get up to mid to upper 60s, which is perfect. The name is Shane here, by the way. I don't think we've ever spoken, but I've heard you on here, and I know who you are.
You were Shane. Yeah, I hear you on a lot, too. But I don't think we've had a QSO, but anyway. Hopefully the weather will dry up today, and it's supposed to warm up late in the week, so sometime somewhere in the 80s, I think, maybe Friday or so.
But 80's a little warm, but I'll take it, especially when I have to be out in it. But it is, that's what happens this time of year. We've actually had a longer, cooler spring this year. Usually by this time, it's already in the 80s.
70s are pretty nice for me. I can enjoy that when it's not much above 75. It gets over 80, though. It gets a little toasty outside, especially if you have the sun or outside for any period of time. And I don't have any shade in my backyard at all, so I can't get out there and take it when it's really hot. When it gets above 85 or so, I have to stay out of it as much as I can.
And, but anyway, I'm going to enjoy this beautiful weather. I heard they're calling for frost, possibly, at least up where I am, the next couple days. Usually they say by the 15th of April, we're done with the frost. But I know weather is cyclical. And back in the 70s, I remember we got a lot of snow. Got a lot of snow up into March, possibly in April, because my brother has a birthday in the spring, and I remember it snowing around his birthday.
He's on the 24th of March, and my wife always never camps snow out until my birthday or a little bit after. We had, I remember we were living up near Charlotte, just sometime back in the early 80s, I guess, and it stayed the Charlotte Ham Fest, I think, used to be like mid-March. And that was a big ham fest back in the old days. And since I lived in Rock Hill, it was kind of close for me. We'd go up in, and it was snowing. It snowed about 2 inches while we were there one year. Must have been 81, maybe 82. Might have been before then, even. Might have been 79 or 80, but too long after I got my license. But I don't count it out, but we're kind of since up south of 85, we don't get as much as. You know, 85 is always the dividing line. When they laid it out, they laid it out so it wouldn't be affected as much by freezing rain and snow. Try to keep it below a certain, I guess that'd be a longitude. You know, I don't remember which one's which anymore. They tried to lay it out so it would minimize the amount of impact snow and ice would have on it.
They did that on purpose, but it does seem that way. It seems like that is the dividing line. They always say that whenever a snowstorm comes in, it rarely is, I don't know if you say east or south of 85.
That, but I didn't realize it for sure until my daughter's assistant news director at Channel 4. And we were talking to Chris Justice once, and Chris told us, yeah, that's what why they did it. They said they tried to bring it down. He said it was, a lot of it was political stuff, too, to hit certain towns. But especially in this section of the state, they tried to keep it as without going too far south, they tried to keep it below a certain area. And I noticed, too, if you look at VHF propagation maps, that above that line, the VHF propagation is better. Now, Anderson, where I'm sitting right now, it seldom gets involved in any type of serious VHF propagation, you know, where you got good tropo. I'm barely on the line, but she gets a little bit north of me, maybe 4 or 5 miles north, and it starts, and those areas start popping up.
I didn't realize there was a map that showed that. I thought that was just something that could happen anytime, anywhere, you know, just depending on the, well, it is dependent on the weather, and I guess the way the weather patterns are, there's something to do with the mountains and in this area. I do know that if we're going to get snow, it generally, the storm generally comes up from Atlanta. If it's coming across from the west of us, you know, Tennessee, North Georgia, we usually don't get as much. But when it swings around and comes up from Atlanta, that's when we usually get most of our snow.
If you'll notice, sometimes you know, the weather patterns are pretty interesting. I'm not a weather guy, but the when you watch this inversion layer start coming in, and you know, the mountains, you know, since we're kind of in the foothills, close to the foothills, the mountains have a lot to do with that. And that inversion is real, can be real heavy around. You know, when it starts coming down the side of a mountain, sometimes that inversion happens, and you'll see those VHF. You start hearing repeaters coming in and that sort of thing that you hear from 100 miles away that you don't hear and that sort of thing. That you trust those. It is some sporadic eve on 2 meters, but not much. Most of that's on 6. But you can watch those things and watch some of those things. It's not like HF is. It doesn't depend on, you know, ionosphere, but it's mostly tropoducting and that sort of thing. It can open up some more. Usually it's in the mornings, about 9 o'clock or so, depending on where you're, you know, exactly where you are. But if you look at the VHF propagation map, you'll see, especially in Florida, when you're near a big body of water, you'll see those. I mean, they can duct, and you can go in north, you can talk from northern Florida to mid Florida, even deeper sometimes, or in southern Georgia on into as far like Fort Lauderdale, even places like that. But it's all got to do with that being close to the ocean and having a kind of a narrow peninsula. Texas is the same way. That you get out in the southwest, you see a lot of openings up that way that we just don't get them here like that.
Interesting. I know I've heard. In all the years, I've heard a couple little openings like that, and they don't last long, and I'm usually not in the position to take advantage of it, but I have heard of them. I have heard a couple. Jerry, it's nice to officially talk to you, and we've got to pull in the parking lot here. I'll be back on the radio eventually today. I keep one in my work vehicle, so I don't have a lot of time. It's about the time I go to talk to somebody. I'm about where I'm supposed to be the next place, so. But I do listen all day as much as possible, and I enjoy it. Hope you have a good day. I hope to talk to you again. And for DJC and for ZLK.
Today, Shane, good talking to you. And for ZLK and for DJC, clear.